AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. The Supreme Court is considering a possible TikTok ban.
Justices of the Supreme Court hold the fate of TikTok in their hands.
In 10 days, because this law was passed, TikTok cannot speak.
TikTok's attorney, Noel Francisco, argues the law banning the app violates the First Amendment.
Unless ByteDance executes a qualified divestiture.
President Biden's Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar argues that the popular social media platform is a potential threat and should be sold because parent company ByteDance is based in China. During oral arguments, Justice Sotomayor noted that TikTok collects a lot of data compared to other websites.
I don't think it's just about speech. It's about data control.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh pressed the question of national security risks.
You're just saying the means they chose to address that risk were incorrect.
Three appeals court judges have upheld the law, which is set to take effect January 19th unless the high court intervenes. Jennifer King, Washington.
Firefighters are gaining some control of the blazes that have killed 10 people in the Los Angeles area. President Biden says there is an assistance program for those affected.
I also announced FEMA has turned on its critical needs assistance program. This program gives one-time payment of $750 to survivors so they can quickly purchase critical items like water, formula, gasoline, and prescription drugs.
Officials say the two biggest wildfires have grown only slightly. President-elect Trump has been sentenced to no punishment in his hush money case. That lets him return to the White House without having to worry about a jail term or a fine. The IRS says January 27th is the official start day of the 2025 tax season. It expects more than 140 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15th tax deadline. This is AP News. A popular singer who became known over the second half of her life for her outspoken opposition to gay rights has died.
Anita Bryant was just 12 years old when she hosted her own local TV show. In the 60s, she enjoyed a successful recording career with several hit singles and two Grammy nominations. But by the late 70s, Bryant became more politically active. Her Save Our Children coalition opposed gay rights around the country, denouncing what she called the deviant lifestyle of the gay community and called gays human garbage. Activists organized boycotts against products that she endorsed, including Florida orange juice. During an appearance in Iowa, an activist jammed a pie in her face. Her career in entertainment declined. Her marriage to her first husband, Bob Green, broke up, and she later filed for bankruptcy. Bryant was 84. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Kempen, AP News.